Dominant performance this afternoon, Matt, beating Alfriston Town 2-0.
Very, very dominant. I likened it to the Darlington performance. We were outstanding. We got four on that day. Today we could have got 8 or 9 or 10, similar to the Darlington game. It's as good as that. We controlled the game, and you know, it was 1-0. We missed the penalty, but chance after chance we had. Should we have scored on a few occasions? Maybe, but we were creating chance after chance, and it was an outstanding performance, all round performance. There wasn't a player on there that I could have a go at. Say we're absolutely brilliant as a team. Subs that came on as well, and even the players that are injured, willing the players who are playing on. It's a fantastic team. We're strong. And we came here last year, and they're a difficult team to beat. They've got better this year, and I think they've only lost one this season at home. They're very, very strong at home, but if you come here and get results, you're going to be up in the mix. And I said that before the game. You've got to come to these places and try and get something. And I wouldn't have been too disappointed with a point, but we got all 3 points, and the manner that we got the 3 points was outstanding. You know, it could have been a cricket score, but I'm happy with 2-0, and I'm happy with a clean sheet as well.
Special goal to get us off the mark?
Yeah, I don't think he meant it. No, it's got to be shown around the world, that goal. Is it better than Beckham's? It was unbelievable. I think he was inside, from what I gather, he was 5 yards inside his own half. And he's seen the keeper. He said he's seen the keeper a few times, and he just wanted the ball to chance it. It seemed to take forever to go over the over keeper's head and into the back of the goal. But what a finish! He's been outstanding since he's been here, and he's been great in the dressing room. He's a great lad. The lads really, really appreciate him. And his second goal was excellent as well to finish the game off.
Could you quite believe it when it went in back of net?
It was outstanding. We didn't know where to look, but I hope they show it. I hope we've got it on video, and I hope we can see it again, time and time again, because it was a very special goal.
After that, we got the penalty. What was your view on it?
Well, I think it was a definite penalty. Marcus has done remarkably well to get in front of the player, and the player's just scythed him down. And then it was a case of... Who wants it takes it. Everybody, the best players in the world have missed penalties, so I'm not going to have a go at Josh. He knows. I mean, he was apologising at half time. He doesn't need to do that. I like players who want to get on the ball and take the penalty and take that. Have guts to step up to the mark, and he did that. And he'll score more. He'll score more penalties now from now on. But no, like I say, it was a remarkable performance. It could have been a lot more flattering scoreline, but I'll take 2-0 away from home all day long.
I said 1-0 was always a bit nervy, wasn't it? But as soon as that second went in, keep calm.
Yeah, and see the game out. It was nervy, and you think with how dominant we were, that 1-0 was precarious, and you thought, oh, it's gonna nip us in the backside here if we don't get another. But we managed to get the second goal, and see the game through.
A few plays back today as well, Jake Cottrell and Stephen Jordan.
Yeah, who were excellent. Energy, composure, you know, an organisation. It's a squad. It's like I've always said, it's a team of 20 players, 21 players that are all involved. Like I said, even the players that weren't involved were getting behind the lads and cheering them on. It's a team. It's not just the 11 that start or the subs that come on. It's a team, and it's great to see. We've got a healthy squad and a great dressing room, and hopefully we can keep on pushing on.
We moved a few places up now, we're into the playoffs.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're going to. 7 wins out of 8 is remarkable form. And we've got to take that into the game against Boston now and hopefully progress in the FA Cup, which will be great for the club. First time since 1990, I think it is. And, you know, that'll be fantastic. And hopefully we'll continue this form.
Obviously, we can't take anything away from Boston. They'll be up for it as well. But like I said, if we're firing all cylinders like we have today, we'll go there in great form.
Yeah, I mean, if we can perform like we have been performing of late... I think that we should progress, but you know, Boston beat us at their place, but we've turned a corner, I feel, and hopefully we'll prove that against them on next Saturday.